We start our last set of 15 minutes here with a fourth down and long for Monmouth and a punt situation. Hawks will bring Ryan Moore into the game here to punt this one away. He'll step into it around his own 35-yard line. Wagner expected to bring pressure. MU leads 16-6. Here comes the pressure. Moore able to get it off. High hanging kick bouncing at the 20 and going back to the 24-yard line. Touch there by Isaluka. And Wagner will get it first down and 10. There is a penalty flag down, thrown right around the Wagner 47-yard line. So let's check the penalty before we spot the ball. Third quarter stats. Mama's still dominating in overall yardage, 273-165. Julian Hayes, 64 yards. KB Asante, 42. They picked the flag up and waved it off. Dominique Williams with 73 yards on the day. As with the flag picked up, the ball spotted at the Seahawks 24.
Matt was mentioning those third quarter stats. We'll go over those a little bit, but while we have a free second, we'd like to thank our good friends at University Subs in Delhi for their continued support of MU Athletics. Located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch, U Subs offers 10% off for Monmouth students and employees, and they offer free delivery to the Monmouth dorms.
Brian Gehrig, the junior quarterback from Oregon, comes back on for another set here. Went to Laney Junior College in California. We'll have a trips formation off to his left. Gets the snap, gives to Dominique Williams, who is hit and dropped in the backfield. Andrew Jerzynski and Darnell Leslie combine on the tackle. Second down and 11. Gehrig on the day, 8 of 17 for 79 yards. He's been sacked a couple of times.
Monmouth up front has done a good job. Williams for Wagner does have, on before that last play, at least 73 yards rushing. The Hawks doing a good job, though, keeping him under 4 yards a carry.
Two receivers either way. Gehrig scrambling, throws back across the field, has Carrington, who will make the catch and come forward, get out to the 39-yard line. Gain of 16, and the chains will move. Good job that time by Gehrig, keeping the play alive and finding the open Anthony Carrington.
Nice run after the catch from the Shore Conference product, picking up the first down.
Carrington sets himself as the far side man and trips formation off to the right. Gehrig play actions to Williams, will keep it off the right side on a quarterback option and works his way out to the 42-yard line for a 3-yard pickup. Make it second and 7. Tyler Thompson, the sophomore middle linebacker, in on the stop.
And Leslie, the player that blew up Williams on that play, straight up zone read, assignment football. Someone's got the running back, someone has the quarterback, and they both hit their respective player there.
Four-man front here for the Hawks. Five into the pattern. Quick pass to the outside. Watkins will make the catch, trying to get forward and out of the grasp of Sikowski and Joe Johnson. Small gain on the play will set up a third down and just about 5 here for Wagner. Monmouth making some changes, bringing on Irizarry, who will set himself as the right side defensive end. Monmouth, I think, a player short, so the Hawks will use a timeout, their first of this second half. 13:06 to go, third quarter. Monmouth 16, Wagner 6. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. Third down and 5, back off the timeout. Monmouth has what they want defensively on the field, which is a nickel package and showing right now blitz up the middle. Minnick and McDonough check in as the two linebackers. 4 wide receivers into the game for Wagner. Here comes pressure, and they get to Gehrig, bringing Irizarry off the end. They rush 5 and drop 6, and now on a 4th and 5, Wagner will have to punt it away. Great job that time by the Monmouth front guys.
They've done well on 3rd and especially 3rd and long. You look down, and Wagner, Matt, is now just 3 of 14 converting 3rd downs.
Elijah Phillips waiting at his own 20-yard line as A.J. Firestone on to punt it away. Irizarry almost got to it. Good punt by Firestone. Phillips will make a fair catch around the 12-yard line. Boy, he's got to get that hand up a little bit higher, doesn't he?
It looks as though he's waving to us instead of kind of, he doesn't break the crown of his helmet when he does it. He's got to get that arm higher, or there's going to be an unfortunate miscommunication.
Monmouth offense will come back on with 12:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Hawks still up here by 10. They've been unable to put this game out of reach. They've kind of let Wagner hang around. Typical kind of Monmouth-Wagner football game. These two teams getting after it with one another. Five-man front here for the Seahawks. Asante getting it up the middle. Hit right at the line of scrimmage for no gain on a second and 10. Give the tackle to Lawrence Williams, the fifth-year senior, off his defensive tackle spot.
Been real tough sledding for both teams up front, as both run defenses have been up to the task today, holding each rushing attack to right around 3.5 yards a carry. Wagner always seems to be a good run defense team under Walt Hamlin.
Sumlin and Sterling this time near sideline right. Elijah Phillips, the single man, far sideline to the left. As Hill looking to throw, hangs on. Hit as he releases it. Phillips will make the catch at the 17, get forward to the 20. A gain of about 8 will leave Monmouth with a 3rd and 2.
Playbook open here. You can kind of go any way with it, and I would actually like it, Matt, to see either quick flare pass to the outside or keep it on the ground with Hayes. Hayes has actually been Monmouth's best runner today, 64 yards, couple of touchdowns.
Be a big first down, keep the football for a little while, and start to shorten the clock a little bit. Morrow and Hayes into the game. Offset eye set to the left. Hayes will get it. Bounces way forward for the first down. Out over the 25-yard line, close to the 26. Good pickup that time. A gain of 6 when Monmouth needed 2. And the sticks move for a fresh set of downs for MU.
And as you said before the play, the key now, Monmouth can take some more time off the clock. And if they're able to end this drive with 7, probably puts the game out of reach, but any score, obviously, would help out.
Morrow stays in the game at the fullback spot. Fable sets himself tight end right. Phillips up top left. Sterling near sideline right. Wagner has walked the safeties up pretty high. Pass over the middle intended for Phillips. Broken up again by D'Angelo James, who's played himself a pretty good game at the outside corner spot. Clock stops here with 10:58 to go, and it will be 2nd and 10.
Worst part of that play is that the clock does stop. Monmouth is singled up on the outside. Wagner committing everyone into the box. They're allowing their corners on an island. Now, they're both very good players, also worth mentioning. But look down at the bottom there, and I'd like that matchup all day if you elect to throw it.
Jarrett Jadone has Sterling. Phillips up top again, matched up with James. Monmouth will keep it on the ground. Hayes looking for some running room. Has something as he recognized a little bit of a seam. Takes it to the 35-yard line for a gain of 9. Make it 3rd down here in 1. And another 3rd and short situation for this Monmouth Hawk offense. Trying to keep this drive going. Keep the clock moving. We're down at the 10.5-minute mark in the 4th. Hawks up still by 10, 16-6.
Would like to see Matt Monmouth pick this up here, and you could do either. Play action's available. Hayes running hard the last two plays, though.
Stays in as the tailback with Morrow in front. Counter off the right side. Hayes in trouble. Tries to dive forward for the first down. Not going to have it. Did get back to the line of scrimmage. Now 4th down and 1 for MU. Good penetration that time by the Wagner front guys. Johnson, Okoye, and Williams. And now what has become a little bit of a hold-your-breath type situation. The Monmouth punt team coming back on for a 4th and 1, and you know Wagner's going to bring pressure.
They got one today. They almost got a second one.
Yevchenich back deep. Seahawks actually keep it pretty light, set up a return for Yevchenich, who will fumble the football, and Monmouth got it. Called for a fair catch at the 35-yard line. Had it go right through his hands and off of his knee. And it is Dave Demersion, why wouldn't it be, who makes the recovery. And Monmouth will have it 1st and 10 at the Wagner 36-yard line. Huge turning point here for MU.
Yeah, there's the momentum change right there that Monmouth needed after not picking up the first down. Now they get the turnover on special teams. Big point in the play with 9.5 minutes to go, and Monmouth holding a 10-point lead.
Looking to maybe try and close this one out. Hawks will change running backs. It will be Asante to come on with fresh legs. McLafferty, Sumlin, and Sterling set themselves right side of the formation. Phillips up top to the left. KB up the middle. Good seam. Down inside now the 25. Has somebody holding on to his shirt tail and able to get forward to the 24-yard line. That'll go as a 12-yard pickup. Hanging on and going for the ride there. Looked like number 57, Stefan Fontumer, the sophomore inside linebacker.
Good job holding on. Monmouth's got to make those jerseys a little tighter, make it harder to do that. But KB surges forward, picks up the first down.
One of the better runs of the day for Asante, who will stay in here as Monmouth has it first and 10 from the Wagner 24. 9 minutes remaining in the fourth. Asante again up the middle, hit at the 20, gets forward to the 19-yard line. That's a 5-yard gain. Make it second and 5. Loveland and Johnson on the stop. Hawks changing personnel here. Sumlin will go off and Morrow will come on. MU can certainly take their time in between plays here. Already knocking on the door of a potential 3, but would love to get 7 and try and put this game away. Second and 5 from the Wagner 19-yard line. Ball set from the left hash mark. Tight end left. Split back set for Hill. And two receivers off to the right. Blitz coming. It's Asante getting it. Off to the left side. Hit and dropped at the 16-yard line for a gain of 3. It'll be 3rd and 2.
Still keeps the playbook open, though, Matt, especially where the ball is. If you don't want to get fancy, keep it on the ground. You're either going to pick up the first down or have a very makeable field goal attempt for Eric Spillane, as there's under 8 minutes to go in this fourth quarter.
3rd and 2. Hill letting the linemen know the play. Offensive line has been good today. Brandon Hill hasn't been harassed too often. Split wide receiver set. Tight ends either way. Asante looking for the first down. He'll have it with a yard or two to spare, getting down inside the 13-yard line. Just about a 3-yard pickup, and Monmouth can keep the offense on. Clock stopped for just a second with 7:37 to go in the fourth, and MU up by 10.
Nice job up front as well. They allowed Asante pick and choose what Holy wanted, and he was able to get forward, get first down yardage. And, Matt, this is nothing but good for MU. They're allowing more time to come off the clock. The defense is resting. They're in no hurry, not huddling, but not hurrying either.
Twins to the right with Phillips and Sterling. Hill wanting to throw, setting up, looking for Phillips in the corner. The end zone, back pass, touchdown, Monmouth. 13-yard strike. Elijah Phillips open in the back part of the end zone, and MU back on the board for the first down with a touchdown from all the way back in the first quarter, leading now 22-6 with the extra point upcoming.
Very, very good patience by Brandon Hill. Phillips wasn't open initially. He allowed him to clear the linebackers at the second level, and a nice little touch pass on the back shoulder to Phillips, who came down inbounds with the football, and that may just put this one just out of reach for Wagner.
Brandon Hill's 15th touchdown pass of the year. Here's Spillane on for the extra point. Low snap. Good job by Velas to dig it out, and Spillane knocks it through. Monmouth 23, Wagner 6. The combination Hill to Elijah Phillips, who gets his second touchdown pass of the year. We step out with 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Back right after this quick timeout with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. Another touchdown for Monmouth. The Hawks with their third of the day. They lead 23-6. 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter as Lucas Santangelo kicks it away. Peoples fielding it inside of his 10-yard line. Takes it out to the 30. Dancing forward to the 34-yard line where Wagner gets it first down and 10. Monmouth a little less than 7 minutes away now from evening their record back at 5-5 and keeping alive the chance for a winning record on the season. As after this one, Monmouth with 2 to play up at Bryant next week on Saturday and then back home on the 23rd for Duquesne. to former NEC foes. First down and 10 now for Wagner. Let's pot it at the Seahawk 35-yard line. New quarterback into the game, Kramer Berg, the 6'3 senior, over the middle, and that football dropped by Tyree Watkins. Berg, who has played now in six games on the season, 239 yards on 29 of 62, no touchdowns, and has been intercepted three times.
Tough spot to come into. Down 23-6, 6:53 left in this one. You have to think Wagner will be going faster in between plays, and they need to move it through the air.
Two receivers either way for Berg. Rolling off to his right, in trouble, and sacked. Brought down by Andrew Jerzynski, the 6'4", 275-pound junior. Jerzynski making the big play, the junior defensive lineman from Ewing, New Jersey. His first sack of the season with a big loss sets up a third and long. Berg, who was the backup last year for Nick Dosher, one of a bunch of quarterbacks to play this season for Wagner. Empty set, three wide receivers left, two off to the right. Here comes pressure again. Irizarry there, Berg hanging in the pocket, throwing, and incomplete. Jameson Zacharias had the coverage on Tyree Watkins. Wagner angling for a pass interference, which they will not get. And it will be fourth and long, and Wagner has to kick it away with 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter.
Matty may have probably got there a hair early on the play, but because he played the football, that's why the official did not throw the flag. He was able to deflect it away and force this fourth down.
Firestone out to punt. Phillips back at his own 40-yard line. Ambush almost blocked it, but in doing so ran in to A.J. Firestone. Phillips upended at the 31-yard line. And Darren Ambush will get a bit of an earful right now from the coaching staff, who's saying at this point we probably don't need that. We're going to get the ball back. And now all of a sudden with a roughing the kicker call, it'll be an automatic first down for Wagner. And the Seahawks can bring their offense back on with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. You like the aggressiveness of the freshman, just maybe not the right time to go for the block punt.
And I think that's why Coach said whatever he said to Darren Ambush the way he did. He didn't yell at him, wasn't in his face, just kind of gave him the, I think you know what you did wrong, and I think there's an understanding right now. And Ambush is a very excitable player. We saw him have the nice play on the opening kickoff return on the reverse, and that one just a hair late and not, as you said, a good spot for that penalty.
Four wide set here for Berg, who comes right back on. Again, pressure coming, looking far side, has a man. That catch is made. Good play down the far sideline. That one going to Sean Nasselton, it looked like, number 86. A check at Isaiah Gills, 85, not 86, who made the catch. Gill's first action of the day results in a Wagner first down at the Mammoth 42. Berg sitting in the pocket, letting it go. He's got a man wide open near side. Ralph Green, who will make the catch. Tripped up at the 26-yard line by Joe Johnson. And now all of a sudden the Seahawks putting a nice little drive together with 5.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Mammoth up 23-6.
Nice little find there from Berg. Green open in the flat. Turned it upfield, picked up a first down. This is the best they've looked offensively in a while, especially throwing the football.
Stack formation in a twins set either way here for Berg. On first and 10, stops in the pocket, wants to throw, looking to the corner. And that one overthrown, the intended target, Tyree Watkins, will bring up a second and 10.
Johnson and Pat Gray on the coverage, blanket coverage as well, as Berg forced it into double coverage, into the corner of the end zone. That'll bring up second down. Stop the clock with 5:07.
Ball spotted at the Hawks' 26-yard line. Trips to the right, single man left. Fake to Watkins. Set up a bubble screen. Catch is made by Watson. He's got some room in front inside the 10. Pat Gray there to slow things up and then make the tackle all the way down at the 6-yard line. However, Javon Moore with the assist on the stop, and Wagner will have it first and goal. Seahawk player down and injured. Clock stops with 4:56 to go in this fourth quarter. Good time to run a play like that, especially with the trips off to the right side. And Watkins doing a nice job catching it and getting downfield.
And the better thing, at least it worked out in Wagner's favor, Monmouth brought heat. And it works as though when that happens, you got very few players back, and then your linemen can get to the third level. And then when you have offensive linemen blocking safeties and corners, normally big plays happen.
Here we go now with a first and goal. Berg directing the offense here again in this series. Twins off to the left, twins off to the right. Now check it. Trips off to the right. Berg with an empty set, gets it, wants to throw, looks down towards the goal line, had a target in Cody Morgan who couldn't hang on to it. Pat Gray made sure off the deflection he wouldn't get it again. And with the incompletion, clock stopped with 4:37 to go. It will be second and goal from the Mama 6-yard line.
Like the play design, though, is they brought Morgan from the slot and they dragged him outside. If he's able to make that catch and turn upfield, he had something, might even been able to get into the end zone. Gray right there on the coverage.
Dominic Williams checks back into the game as Watkins staying single receiver to the left, trips up top to the right. Berg wanting to throw, looking for Watkins again. He is open, but went right through his hands. Nice move made on Joe Johnson, the corner. Looked like a pretty well-thrown ball. Watkins just had to go right through his hand to set up third and goal from the Mama 6.
You're trying to make a comeback. You have to make plays like that. Ball had some velocity on it, but it was very, very catchable. And nevertheless, now third and goal.
Williams will move himself out of the backfield. Another empty set here. He and Watkins in a stack combo off to the left and trips up top to the right. Berg checks over the Monmouth defense. Here comes pressure. And he's hit. Fumbles the football. Eisenstaff from the backside. Monmouth says they have it. Referees will undo the pile, and it is Hawks football. Jack Eisenstaff, the sophomore defensive lineman, comes through, gets the big sack, the forced fumble, and MU comes out of the bottom of the pile with it.
Big, big play, Matt, by Jack Eisenstaff, who's coming on these last few weeks. A nice compliment to the Leslie O'Hara duo on the outside, rushing the passer. Big hit there, in effect ending this football game.
Third sack of the season for Eisenstaff. And the Monmouth offense will come on here and take it over. First and 10 from their own 12-yard line. Josh Szymanowicz will get credit with the recovery. And look for MU to keep it on the ground here. It'll be Hayes trying to bounce it to the outside, moving to his left. Good gain on first down, all the way out to about the Wagner 18-yard line. 6-yard pickup, make it the Wagner 19 for a 7-yard gain. Second down and 3, and MU will keep this clock moving. We're at the 4-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Monmouth up top 23-6.
And a couple of first downs away from ending this football game and evening up their season record at 5-5. Something we talked about on the drive up here, Matt. So important if you're able to get this win and then somehow get the final two, finish the season with a winning record.
Hakeem Vallis has checked into the game, number 80 at a wide receiver. He and Sterling combo off that way. Hayes looking for something to develop off the left side. Nothing doing this time around. He is hit in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. It will be third down and about 5 coming up. When Monmouth snaps it here, we should be inside the 3-minute mark.
Got to pick up the first down here in order to continue salting this football game away. Probably keep it on the ground with that 23-6 lead. And let your big guys up front do some work, and hopefully Hayes finds the right crease in the offensive line to pick up the yardage.
Vallis and Sterling again combo off the right. Hayes gets the football, runs right up the middle, gets to the 19 for about a 2-yard pickup. That will force Monmouth into a punting situation. They'll take their time here as When Wagner gets it back, they'll have it probably with just a shade over 2 minutes remaining. And in a three-possession game, MU looking pretty good right now, up 23-6.
It's been the defense that has carried it today. Big plays early really set the tone offensively, but the defense has done more than their fair share, just holding Wagner up to this point to two field goals.
Look for a total sellout here from Wagner, looking for a blocked punt. And Monmouth will use a timeout with the play clock working its way all the way down. Clock stopped with 2:10 to go. And on a fourth and three, Monmouth has brought Ryan Moore on to punt. And the punt coverage unit going through a bit of a rough stretch here the last couple of games. Continuing here today as Wagner does have a block punt to their credit. And you would think they will bring all 10 guys here, just again looking for any hope to get back into this football game. And a special teams play could certainly make it interesting here for the last couple.
Yeah, remember the punt that they blocked set them up in really good field position. They ended up getting a field goal ultimately in that drive. I'd even bring 11. What can you lose? Rush them all, try to get numbers over Monmouth. The Hawks need to be in max protect punt here and give Moore just enough time for one step and hopefully to boom it as far as he can.
2:10 here, fourth quarter. As Yepchenich will go back deep at his own 45-yard line. Wagner bringing 10 guys to the line. Moore gets the snap. Heavy, heavy pressure coming. May have been partially blocked as Moore got taken down. Monmouth coaches, I think, looking for a flag, but I think it might have been partially touched. But all in all, great job by Ryan Moore getting the kickoff. Got a very favorable roll all the way down to the Wagner 43-yard line. And we are now inside of 2 minutes to go here. 23-6, Monmouth the advantage.
And the unit that has carried it right now comes back onto the field. The defense, which, Matt, hasn't even been one or two players. We've seen a lot of guys come in and out of the lineup. A lot of players have produced. They have been very, very effective this afternoon. They've gotten pressure on both quarterbacks, both Gehring and Berg. And for the most part, they've done a very good job on Dominique Williams.
It'll be Berg into the game here on a first and 10. Hangs in the pocket, looking, steps and throws. There is a flag down. Ball thrown to Cody Morgan, who made the catch at midfield. Coverage by Demersion and Zacharias. Let's check the penalty flag thrown at the Monmouth 39-yard line.
It's got to be some kind of illegal contact.
Defensive hold, maybe.
Potentially a hold. Just where it was thrown, coming from the back judge. Anthony McDonough is the player right now who's kind of pleading his case to a few different officials.
It is pass interference against Monmouth. It is an automatic first down for Wagner. Waiting for the umpire to spot the football here moving forward. It will be put down at the Hawks 42. 1:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. MU trying to cap off what would be a solid victory. Twins either way for Berg. Gets the snap, looking to throw. Four-man rush. Leslie giving chase, and Darnell Leslie will come back and make the play. Great hustle play by Leslie, who ran all the way around Berg and came back to get the sack, as it will be ruled as a one-yard loss back to the 43-yard line. This Monmouth defense looking sharp here today. Now second down and 11. Trips right, single man left. Berg getting the snap, wanting to throw. Again, Hawks will rush for over the middle. Nice layout catch that time by Brandon Peoples, number 5. Down inside the Monmouth 25 to the Hawks 22.
Nice diving grab over the middle. Berg kind of threw him open in the middle of his own defense.
First down and 10 here. Clock now down to 65 seconds. Berg looking, again, wanting to throw. This will be incomplete. The intended target on the far side, Carrington, and this will make it second and 10. Inside of a minute to go. Monmouth will hold on and win here. The only question is whether or not the Hawks can keep Wagner out of the end zone. Certainly would be a nice accomplishment for this defense, which has played extremely well today. Four wide receiver set, three left, one up top to the right. Williams, the single back into the game. Bird looking to throw again. Here comes pressure, hit hard as he releases the football. Clark Coe coming through on the safety blitz. No one picked him up. And he got to Berg just as the senior released the football.
Yeah, heavy pressure that time. And Coe, who has been quiet today, outside of a few special teams tackles that time, making his presence known.
Third down now and 10 with 56 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter. Berg taking his time with the clock stop. The play clock, however, starting to wind down. Now at four, now at two. Berg needs the snap and gets it just as the play clock winds down. Over the middle, the catch is made by Morgan. Looked like a busted play in a way. Berg kind of threw it in the direction of two Wagner players who were right next to each other. Morgan almost kind of grabbed it away from his own teammate and then works his way down to the Hawks' 14-yard line. It'll be fourth and one. 30 seconds remaining. Wagner here again, kind of taking their time. Play comes in from the sideline. Berg needs to get the first down here. Continuing to lift his leg, wants the snap four times. Finally gets it from the center. Lets it go towards the corner of the end zone on fourth down. No good. And the Monmouth offense can come on, take a snap in victory formation. And MU will get themselves back to 5-5. With two games remaining, the hope for a winning season still in line with two games remaining. One more on the road to wrap up this three-game road trip at Bryan next week in the final week of the season at home against Duquesne.
Really good effort put forth today, Matt, by the football team, both offensively and defensively. But give a lot of credit to the MU defense. The last time they did not allow a touchdown in a game, back on September 8, 2012, in a 41-6 win over the University of Rhode Island.
Victory formation, Hill gets it. He will wait and then take a knee, and that will do it. So as these teams match up for the 21st time, it will be Monmouth with the win. They take an 11-10 advantage in the overall series. And as we said, improve their record to 5-5 on the season. Wagner drops to 2-8. On the year. One more game for the defending NEC champs. 23-6. Monmouth wins this one. We step out for 60 seconds back to kick off the postgame show right after this quick timeout. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. Solid win today for Monmouth. They take it 23-6 over their longtime rivals, the Seahawks of Wagner College, improved their record overall to 5-5, two games remaining in this 2013 campaign. We start our postgame show here today. I'm going to hand things off to Eddie Acapinti on the way down to the sideline for some postgame interviews. Take it away, partner. Always fun here. Good one today for Monmouth. Looking forward to seeing you on Tuesday. I know you'll talk about it before you go off. We should remind everyone we're going to do the Monmouth University football show an hour earlier than normal at 6 o'clock live from the MAC and lead us right into basketball coverage when you and I will broadcast game number 2 of the 2013-14 season against UPenn Tuesday night. Have fun on the postgame. I'll see you in a little bit.
Appreciate it, partner. Great job as always from the best play-by-play man in the game. My broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, you heard him. He's running down to the field now. He'll be doing some interviews that will play on both GoMUHawks.com and YouTube.com/MonmouthHawks. Those will be up this evening. We had video highlights to go along with Monmouth's 23-6 win over Wagner. The Hawks, as Matt said, improved to 5-5 on this season, and they will now return to the road next week. They'll be up in Smithfield, Rhode Island, 12 noon. will be the game with Bryant, and then the final game is November 23rd back at home against Duquesne. While we have a couple of seconds, we do want to let you know what will be going on during our post-game show. We'll be awarding both our drive of the game and player of the game, and we'll be looking ahead to that contest with the Bulldogs. That is our upcoming game. It'll be presented by Coach USA. Monmouth victorious over Wagner, 23-6, a complete effort put forth by both the offense and defense, but credit Coach Bobick's defense as MU doesn't allow a touchdown for the first time since they beat the University of Rhode Island 41-6. That was early last season. We'll step out. Ray will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll get ourselves situated. We'll get final game statistics, and we will wrap things up high above Hamline Field here on campus at Wagner College, where Monmouth defeated the Seahawks 23-6. 2-minute timeout. And we're back on your home for MU football, the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back post-game. We're going to wrap things up in this contest where Monmouth defeated Wagner to improve to 5-5 on the season by a score of 23-6. We'll first look at our final game statistics, and they're presented by the Asbury Park Press. Subscribe to the press by visiting app.com/subscribe. Monmouth outgains Wagner in total yardage, 336-252. The Hawks outgained them on the ground, 146-69, led by Julian Hayes, 89 yards and 2 touchdowns on 21 carries. KB Asante adds 65 yards in the contest. Brandon Hill, an efficient 12 of 20, 190 yards to go along with 1 touchdown. His favorite target today, tight end Mike McLafferty, 4 grabs, 119 yards. Elijah Phillips, 4 for 39 and a score. And Neil Sterling, 2 catches for 35 yards. The linebackers today were fantastic for Monmouth. Gary Onakuzi, Josh Sikowski, and Dave Demergen combine to lead the team in tackles, 9, 8, and 8 apiece. They also combine for 2.5 tackles for loss in limiting a potent Wagner rushing attack to just 69 yards, 72 of which came from Dominique Williams on 20 carries. Brian Gehring was 10 of 20 for 97 yards throwing the football. Kramer Berg, 5 of 13 for 86 yards. Tyree Watkins, 5 grabs, 69 yards. Ralph Green, 3 for 27. Isaiah Gills had 26 yards on a pair of catches, and Cody Morgan added 2 catches for 19 yards as well. Trevor Loveland, 8 tackles to pace the Seahawks defense. Monmouth went on top 13-0 to Julian Hayes' first quarter touchdown runs, staking them to that advantage. Wagner then came back with a David Lopez field goal to cut it to 13-3 with 30 seconds to go before halftime. The Hawks came out of the halftime break with a field goal response of their own. Eric Spillane, 31 yards, capped a 9-play, 48-yard drive, and ultimately pushed the lead to 16-3. Lopez answered with a field goal of his own, cutting the lead back to 10 for Monmouth at 16-6 with 2:43 to go in the third quarter. And Elijah Phillips, the game's final score, a 13-yard touchdown pass from Brandon Hill, capped a 5-play, 36-yard drive to make the score 23-6. And that we will award our drive of the game, presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. WorldSubaru.com, they think the world of their customers. We will also award our player of the game, and it's presented by McClune's Restaurants. McClune's.com for information on all of their great locations. Looking at the stat sheet, tough to pick one player of the game in this one. Darnell Leslie was fantastic up front. Defensively, as we said, the linebackers were so good in this game. Mike McLafferty goes over 100 yards, and Julian Hayes has 2 touchdowns and almost 90 yards on the ground. But maybe because Matt's not here, I can take a little creative license. And I do want to give the player of the game, I want to make it the players of the game, and it will go to the Monmouth starting linebackers, Gary Onakuzi, John Sikowski, and Dave Demergen. They combined in this contest, taking a quick look at the numbers, for 25 tackles, half a sack, and 2.5 tackles for loss. And they're some of the big reasons that Monmouth holds Wagner to 252 total yards, including just 69 on the ground, and ultimately earning this 23-6 win. We'll now take a look at our upcoming game, and it's presented by Coach USA. Coach USA driven with pride. It is next Saturday. Monmouth will go to Bryant. We're in Smithfield today. St. Francis defeated the Bulldogs 23-20. So Bryant will be fired up. They'll be returning home after a home loss. Monmouth will look to get over 500 for the first time this season. The Hawks right now are 5-5, looking to go 6-5 if they're able to get the win next week in New England. Couple quick programming notes to remind everybody. Right now, the Monmouth women's basketball team is having their season opener against Yale. That is available right now on HawkVision through GoMUHawks.com. Our Kevin Callahan Monmouth football show will be 1 hour earlier this week. 6 p.m. will be live from the MAC. The game will, or the show rather, will be broadcast on Press Row, and immediately following that will be the Monmouth men's basketball team in their home opener against Penn at 7 p.m. Join Matt and Coach Cal at 6 o'clock, as well as myself and Matt Harmon at 7 for the play-by-play broadcast of Monmouth men's hoops. They're 1-0 after last night's win over Hofstra in that game on Tuesday evening. We'll wrap things up high above Hamline Field here on campus at Wagner College, where the Hawks defeated the host Seahawks 23-6, their longtime rival, to go to 500 on the season. Would like to thank the best play-by-play man in the game, Matt Harmon, for obviously the great call today. Monmouth assistant AD Greg Viscomi for joining us at halftime, and for our good friend Ray Malaspina back in the studios engineering today's broadcast. I am Eddie Acapinti. We want to thank you for listening to this game this afternoon. A Monmouth win 23-6 over Wagner. We'll get you Tuesday night, 6 p.m., live courtside at the MAC. A big doubleheader, the Kevin Callahan Monmouth football show, and then Monmouth Penn men's basketball action live. We appreciate everyone listening this afternoon. Have a good Saturday, everyone.